Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable. Remember, for every donation that is $100 or more, you get your choice of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in a size of your choice, or an official RBN coffee mug. Both excellent ways to spread the word about free speech, and great conversation starters about RBN, for that matter. So please utilize that opportunity whenever you can, folks. Free speech, of course, cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. And there are many ways you can donate. You can use PayPal right on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. Call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. And, there are quite a few articles I wanted to reference today. You know, it's funny. I mean, every morning I'll go through quite a lot of the news, a lot of internet independent article news sites. I mean, my favorites especially, you know, I'll every morning do a search through, scan through. And of course, I'll always find way more than I usually report. I mean, some days I'll spread with my immediate circles, you know, some text groups and some people I'll text or Skype message with frequently, and won't actually report everything myself when I mean to. It does depend on how many guests we have around, how many other topics we're covering a given day, but I know it's good that as a whole, you know, the independent media community and a large part of that networking with those at RBN are collectively able to keep up and keep each other up to date, for that matter. So many of these topics. One thing that I wanted to mention this week, it wasn't too appropriate with Dr. Fetzer on yesterday, but this is something that I also shared with William, and I know he mentioned it on Jeremy's broadcast last night. They had a good discussion, but I mean, I'm not sure how many people out there of my listeners listen to In Plain Sight. You should. You know, if you listen to mine, I don't see why you wouldn't like Jeremy's broadcast. You should definitely tune in 9 p.m. Central. Monday through Friday, In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky. But they mentioned a really interesting community summit that's going on. And this was from an activist post article I had sent over to William there earlier this week. And evidently this is a lot of experts on living off the grid, you know, escaping their system, basically, who are contributors. So it seems like a really important thing, even if you can't attend in person. But regardless, so it's over at activistpost.com. Okay, and then if you could do a search for the title or look for it there, you're scrolling, one or the other. It's called Homesteading and Intentional Community Summit. And this is November 6th. So not that far away. How to buy land, build community, and resist tyranny. it's subtitled. Now that sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a good theme to me. John Bush and Live Free Academy, in partnership with the Central Texas Freedom Cell Network, are hosting a free summit on November 6th, all about finding and buying quality land for homesteading, building a thriving, intentional community with like-minded freedom lovers, and opting out of the technocratic control grid. It's called the Exit and Build Land Acquisition and Community Development Summit. This summit is free to attend virtually by anyone in the world. Well, there you go, folks. You don't even need travel plans. It will feature experts in the areas of homesteading, community building, farming, real estate, law, off-grid technology, community governance, food production, and more. They will share proven strategies for peacefully resisting technocracy and tyranny in all forms through homesteading, cooperation with neighbors, and building intentional communities. During the summit, you'll discover why smart cities are so dangerous and why you need to exit big cities immediately. Well, we talk about that a lot over here, too. How to use regenerative agriculture.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Steven.
What happened? I could not. All right, great, guys. I'm sorry, but Skype just wouldn't connect.
All right. Let me give you a second, Steven, to get settled. Right. Yeah, no, you're connected now. No worries.
Oh, great.
Yeah, maybe clear your throat a little. You sound like you got a little hoarse and got a little... rushed.
Yeah,
to try.
Or, I'm sorry. Sorry, fellas. I just could not get Skype to connect there. I've been trying here for about, I guess, 10 minutes now. But here we are.
Okay. Well, yes, I do have my, it looks like I do have my Friday co-host with us, Stephen Douglas Whitener. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Republic Broadcast Network and fellow domestic terrorists and friends. I'm sorry for the, the glitch there, but I was just wasn't able to get to Skype to connect for me there.
No worries, Stephen. No worries. Again, let me let you just get a second to take a breath, maybe clear your throat a little there. Homesteading. I was describing this to you earlier. We were agreeing this is a great article to share, and so I was just starting to read a little from it for the listeners here. Homesteading and Intentional Community Summit on November 6th, and they're mentioning the things that you'll discover when you're there. So I just got to that part in it where they have some bullet points.
That's a great article. I mean, and a great idea. We had discussed this earlier, and you and I were discussing this earlier today, and I think that's definitely one thing we need to be able to do. I'll call it reaction to what's going on. You know, this is one of the things that we could do, hopefully, I hope that people will be able to organize themselves
and it's
like
virtual.
This.
Yeah. And this is a virtual summit, so people don't need to get out there in person. Everyone can be part of this. And again, since you just joined, Stephen, I'll reiterate. It will feature experts in areas of homesteading, community building, farming, real estate, law, off-grid technology, community governance, food production, and more. And they mentioned during the summit, you'll discover all these things. They say why smart cities are so dangerous and why you need to exit big cities immediately. And of course, around RBN here, we all inform people a lot as well on the dangers of mega cities and the Agenda 21 dystopia they have in mind. But then here, they also go on to mention how to use regenerative agriculture to liberate yourself from centralized food production systems. They also mention how to acquire land and housing cheaply for homesteading and community building. You'll also discover what to look for in a reliable and resilient homestead, how to get along with others in a community and share resources, especially when you don't know them well, and how to connect with neighbors, how to connect with neighbors in your area to build community where you live right now, and a whole lot more. And they say, plus, you'll get the opportunity to meet and connect with other participants and the expert presenters from the summit to work together to purchase land, form networks, and build your own community. Check out some of the speakers, they say, and they have them listed here. Majority Wildcraft, founder of the Grow Network. Now, is that their, is that the name the parents gave them? I don't know.
I don't know that.
Jack Spierko sounds like a great idea. Jack Spierko, host of the Survival Podcast, will be there. Cynthia Tina, the co-director of the Foundation for Intentional Community. Christine Schmidt, owner of Schmidt Ranches and Realty in Texas. Joel Salatin, owner and founder of Polyface Farms. And William Rapillum said he's familiar with Joel Salatin and has a lot of good things to say about him. So, yeah, it sounds like something everyone should try to check out in one form or another. Again, it is going to be virtual. So go to activistpost.com, folks, and look for Homesteading and Intentional Community article. And yeah, November 6th.
So November 6th. Okay, that sounds like I definitely will be listening and joining a part of this. This sounds like a terrific idea and a way for all of us to network and get the information we need. You know, people, this is not the game. This is it. This is life right here. This is where we need to, you know, to.
This is not a drill
with each other. Yeah, exactly. This is not a drill. Excellent. An excellent way to put that. And I'm looking forward to it. To being able to, you know, it's something that I had as a dream of mine years ago. And, you know, finally it looks like I'm going to be able to participate and do this as well. I mean, it's bad that we have to reach this point, but it's good that we reach this point too, because, you know, people, I mean, like you said, this is not a drill, and we'll be able to fight back by becoming our own community, you know, creating our own.
Fight back without fighting back, you know,
exactly,
simply by independence.
Yes, sir. Exactly. I mean, it goes all the way back to what the Third Reich was trying to do, although they were even trying to do it. You know, we don't even have to go there to, I just did, but, you know, we don't have to go there.
Even without, not that we shouldn't give up eventually abolishing the Federal Reserve, but even before getting rid of private central banks, there are a lot of things that we could do to be independent from their control system. You're right. But you were mentioning, of course, we've had others since then. I mean, when we were in that discussion, you were texting me this week. I remember, like Gaddafi, for example, you know, he tried it as well.
He wanted to do something for his people, for the people of Libya. He wanted them independent from the system that they have imposed on us for so many years, trying to make so no one could sell oil. They wouldn't allow him to sell his oil without using the petrodollar, and you see what happened to him. You know,
Another thing to dovetail to another article, a topic I wanted to reference. I mean, the engineered shortages that we're seeing, you know, and there are many factors, it seems. I mean, regarding the food, the water, just supply chains of goods in general, much of which comes from China, of course. We didn't really, I mean, the whole reason they're demonizing China is because we don't produce anything, you know, to be fair. It's, you know, but no, I mean, some of the issues, you know, and then there were some articles, you know, I was sharing with RBN I know John went over it even, you know, a bit. And there are a lot of reasons for the bottleneck factors with these supply chain issues. I don't think it's one factor, and I think it is intentional, a lot of it. Some factors maybe not so intentional, but a lot of them are, and everything's getting blamed to some degree on COVID as their fallback. But I know one aspect local to California, which is the main import ports system, Long Beach and LA, from overseas, namely China. And so a lot of that is getting held up by trucking regulations. California is, and I think that this is coming from an international order. You know, I think this is, it goes far beyond Biden, of course. But we have the governor there in California who has these insane green regulations. and this is making half the trucks unable to be compliant. It's, you basically need 3 years older or newer of your vehicle. And so, a lot of the truckers just aren't able to go to those ports. I know there's also unions that are a big problem as far as the crane operators at these ports at Long Beach and Los Angeles. They don't want to allow any automated machines because of the unions. They want jobs for their workers. But then I'm reading some of these articles where, like, truckers, they're waiting like 8 hours or more, and they have to be on eggshells in the way they treat these crane operators, who are extremely slow, take their time, and just exploit how few of them there are at this point, just making things even worse still. And of course, their unions, everything related to those ports is really working against anything that could fix things. Over in Japan, Yokohama or whatever, I think the port is called, they're number one in the world, okay? We are like 360, 370 or whatever for our ports in Long Beach and Los Angeles, for example. That's how far down in efficiency. Why can't we have that sort of excellency? Because meritocracy is out the window in this nation. We just saw that other story, New York Mayor de Blasio to phase out gifted and talented programs. And that's really what is wrong with America today. And they use the race card to take down America as another way to exploit everyone in this destruction of meritocracy, Stephen. But it even extends to the supply chain issues, I would say. It's not about meritocracy. It's about centralization, digitization, and squashing out independent competitors, you know, whether you're a farmer or a trucker. You know, I mean... Dan in Washington was mentioning, you know, it's just very difficult to try to have your own rig. So he hasn't done it because, I mean, there are so many regulations, so much overhead. And so, yeah, the centralization with the big companies in control of transporting anything and everything, that's a big problem, too, that we have to get away from with these off-grid systems. You know, I'm just trying to tie it all together.
It all
a little.
Comes together. It's almost like a Rosetta Stone that you're bringing everything together with, Richard. I agree. It's like the whole thing ties together, and it ends up being a feudal corporate technocracy, just like Zbigniew Brzezinski described. They want total control, and this just all ties in together. If they have their new world order, then we're out the door with these smart cities and smart the smart grid. If we're part of that, then, you know, game over. If they were able to get militarized robots to enforce what they want, my roommate is not really an independent so much trucker, but he does maintain his own rig, and he's having the same issues as you described there. It's very difficult for an American, like they're like the last American cowboy, so to speak. They're the last, the independent truck driver, and he has had a lot of issues, coming in and out of, you know, the border. So I completely can agree with all of that. And
we have the first break hitting us. Right. I might try to read a little excerpt describing some of these situations that truckers deal with after we come back.
All right, so
stick around, folks.
In the shadow play, acting out your own death, knowing no more. There's the assassin's old group, 10-4 lines dancing on the floor. And with cold steel loaded around their bodies, made a move to command.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And among other things, we're talking about the supply chain issues and engineered scarcity of anything and everything that may be coming to a head this winter. And many think, like, I mean, James Fetzer, among others, I think we may start seeing more and more deaths from these shots, really start building this winter in many ways. Perhaps this was the dark winter and not last winter. Maybe Joe was confused on the notes he was given for that too, right? But I wanted to read here a little quote of one trucker. This was a pretty good article covering some of the West Coast issues. On the West Coast, it appears that part of the problem is simply sheer laziness. It begins, in 15 years of doing this job, I've never seen them work slower, said Antonio, who has spent hours waiting at Los Angeles County ports for cargo to be loaded. The crane operators take their time, like 3 to 4 hours to get just one container. You can't say anything to them or they will just go help someone else. The Washington Examiner spoke to 6 truck drivers near the Long Beach Terminal Island entry route, and each described crane operators as lazy, prone to long lunches, and quick to retaliate against complaints. The allegations were backed up by a labor consultant who has worked on the waterfront for 40 years. None of the truckers interviewed for the story wanted to provide a last name because they feared reprisals at the ports. And so that gives you a microcosm of some of the issues faced. And of course, because of the optics, you know, very bad optics for sleepy Joe Biden. And so he had rerouted. He started rerouting a lot of these vessels to other ports. That created just a lot more problems in the other areas, and really created more congestion related to just further vessels continuing to flood in and being put on hold. I mean, the bottleneck is reached a high as far as just anything in recent years, really, as far as the backlog they're facing. Overseas, though, in China, they do have a bit of a backlog as well, from what I understand. Well, from what I'm reading, yeah, at some of those ports, too, they're reaching record highs not seen in years. It's not just the green agenda. It's not just the U.S. But there are a lot of factors which are intentional and exacerbating factors which are already pushing us toward centralization, dependency, artificial, well, engineered scarcity, because it won't be artificial when you're feeling it and there isn't enough food for you and your family. But I don't know, Stephen, did you have anything to add on that topic?
Oh, gosh. I agree. It's an engineered shortage that this is part of their plan, that if they could, it was Henry Kissinger, maybe one of those predators that said, if you control the food, then, you control everything. I don't know exactly his words, but that's a paraphrase. He says once we control the food, we have them by the testicles or something like that. I forgot exactly how he put it, but it was to the point of, this was planned, that they started all the way back in the 70s with a group that was called World Council or the World I can't remember the name, but basically that they engineered this whole thing in order to get complete control, and they're that's what they've been working on, at least well for a long time, but in the open since the early 1970s, when they did this computer program that told them that by the year 2000 everything was going to fall apart. And it's not something that had to happen. They designed it to happen.
Now we're getting these veiled threats. We're referencing some of what James Fetzer has up in some of his articles right now. But I mean that these supply chain shortages are going to continue until everyone is vaccinated. We're actually hearing these kind of declarations now. So the gloves are off. It's pretty clear. A U.S. Treasury Deputy Secretary warns unvaxxed Americans that shortages will continue until everyone is jabbed. And this was just put up by James Fetzer on his jamesfetzer.org website on October 16th. Fresh article to peruse there. And we've had a lot of, I remember a couple of years ago hearing about a huge reservoir getting dumped into the Pacific. And I heard someone mentioning it must have been the same one this past week on RBN. I have not since been able to find the articles from back then on it. But it was allegedly able to hold off a 5-year drought for California or part of the rest of the West as well. But it's amazing how they drained a lot of these reservoirs, and they're paying off farmers, of course, to plow their crops under or not plant whatsoever. We've had same thing with people who raise livestock. There have been similar dealings going on, and sometimes in the immediate people thinking of their family and whatever, they're not thinking of the greater altruistic agenda and their contribution to that. They'll take the deal, and unfortunately all too often, but it adds up. And this sort of centralization. All right, we have the break. All right, we'll be right back.
We've added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
About it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same. Somehow we get around it.
We are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And so, yes, now, Stephen, like you say, they are playing the long game. And back in the 70s, as you point out, much of this was already being planned. Did you hear? Are you with me, Stephen? I believe he is. Okay. He's muted still, yeah. Okay, there you are. No?
At this.
There you are. Oh, back and forth there.
I had that problem.
All right. It's just a little delay there. No, here.
Sorry, guys. The thing was
okay,
mute.
Okay.
Okay. It's World Council, exactly. All the way back to the 70s, they were planning on controlling the food supply, controlling everything, basically. Any entrance from, they wanted to do away with borders on the one hand, and on the other hand, they wanted to have complete control over whatever was left. It's diabolical, just as you described, that dumping water in a drought. I mean, obviously that's...
Well, no. It was way... There wasn't a drought yet, I mean, they had... Yeah. A couple of years ago, they said that they could have handled, a five-year drought with the one reserve alone, reservoir, and... It was just dumped out into the ocean. I forget the reason given at the time, or if there even was one. It was just reported, I remember, by a pretty trusty source. But in advance, making sure that once the time comes. But I mean, gradually reducing the different alternatives possible. Making sure there's more of a monopoly, more of a centralized potential to bottleneck, and then to use it to exploit the people. And just to use an example to illustrate my point of what could come here sooner than we think, Stephen, have you heard this over in Germany now? The nation of Germany is allowing grocery stores to ban the unvaccinated. There, you know, grocery stores cannot sell food to the unvaccinated. It's up to them. It's legal under the German state.
So get jabbed or starve. It's diabolical. That even reemphasizes the importance of being able to grow our own food. And then what? They make that illegal places. It's just, it's to the level of evil that these predators have accepted. I'm glad that I'm not that level. You know what I mean? I just can't imagine anyone being that evil. It's just, it's something I can't understand. And I guess a lot of the listeners here at RBN couldn't understand being so diabolical either. And as you pointed out, a lot of these people don't have children. They don't have any concept of any future for anyone except for their own immediate needs. These bunkers that they're building, wanting to ride out the chaos that they create. It's these people need to be dealt with. I don't want to go the wrong, you know, to say too much that regard, but you know exactly how this is. People know we can't step into their trap by pointing out what needs to be done. But you know, people are smart enough, especially the listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. They know the score. They know what we're up against. They know this is not a drill. Just like you said, this is where things are going to come to a head. Maybe this will be the dark winter. Maybe we can hold them off for a time and organize ourselves, because they have no, they obviously have no intention of doing the right thing for humanity, or even for, and I would say, I started to say, for their own family, but they don't even have a family. You know, their family is just this cult, this secret society that they're part of. That's what passes as a family to them.
And we have a large amount of gradual shifting now from even corporate media sources being told to gradually say that, okay, the inflation, or maybe it isn't so transitory as we've been saying for months. And okay, yeah, maybe the shortages will continue longer and longer. And yeah, maybe, we just have to expect less, just like the World Economic Forum tells us, right? You know, we shouldn't... And the children, as far as these shots, you know, coming after what, like 5 to 11-year-olds now. I was scrambling here trying to find an article from almost a week ago. Now I wanted to even read a passage from it one of these days, but maybe I won't be able to get that on today. But yeah, it's attacking the children as well. These shots now. If this doesn't get people to the point of you know, just drawing that line en masse. I don't know what will. But you know, Americans, though, I mean, our people, our culture, and a large amount of the European stock affect really the sort of high trust society, the sort of freedoms, the sort of independence that America is built on. It's not a magic soil theory, you know that and because I mean, there was this one story I was going to bring up just for a side note on it, really, because the official is trying to, the take on it is trying to see that, we shouldn't have left Afghanistan or not so quickly, at least, because, look, we have all these poor Afghan parents and families who don't have enough to eat and all this. And they look at this horrible situation with the Taliban. You know, they're trying to demonize the Taliban. They have the right to govern their own country. But on a side note, this one article was titled "Starving Afghan Parents Forced to Sell Children to Survive." And you're supposed to feel sorry for that? I'm sorry. Any parent who would sell their child, no matter what, I don't think I want them in my nation. You know, no. I mean, I'm sorry. But
not at all.
It just shows how, you know, this mass immigration, you know, you're going to wind up with people in this country who would sell their children to survive. And that... I don't know. It's at least from a Western, European culture perspective, that's just completely foreign.
It's horrifying. That's the kind of people that they want to import here. That's the kind of people that they want to immigrate to us. And just it's horrifying that that's what they want. I just don't understand people like that. And I also read on another side note that they were sending directly trying to send direct cash payments to Afghan people and bypass the Taliban, which, okay, what guarantee do we have that that money doesn't just go directly to the Taliban or to some nefarious purposes? It's just, it just seems to me like another way for the three-letter...
Well, again, I wouldn't even demonize the Taliban. I think that that is a hype, just like China bashing and Russia bashing. Speaking of Russia, and I do see we have a caller I'd like to jump to. But speaking of Russia, really quickly, Putin has been out there blasting the push for transgenderism on the children, calling it simply monstrous, and critiquing the far left norm in the establishment of the West, so-called wokeism. Simply monstrous, pushing this transgenderism on the children from Putin, and I couldn't agree more. We have Pat in Texas who's been on hold. Hello, Pat.
Hi. Oh, I just wanted to say that instead of sitting around and having the paralysis of analysis, there are a lot of things that people could be doing right now that haven't been taken off the YouTube, and that is you could take the food that we got now, and even frozen food that you get from the freezer part of the grocery store with a limited date always, and you can get a real good dryer and dry it and keep it yourself till you need it. There's all kind of things on YouTube. They call them preppers, instead of letting somebody else. I'm not saying that if you don't have time to do that, but apparently a lot of people have more time than they have money. So that's what I think we should be looking into, because it's always good knowledge to have. Even if you have your own garden, and it all comes do at the same time, what are you going to do to preserve it? See, you dry it.
Even the high-tech, well, the modern food dehydrators, some of the low-end models might not be too expensive these days. People might even consider, I get it, but I'm sure that, yeah, and like you say, on a lot of these videos online, you could find cheaper alternatives to dry food as well. Good points, Pat. Stephen, do you have anything to add to what Pat was saying?
Yeah, I agree with that. The drying seems to be the most efficient or the best way to preserve it. I have, in the past, I've done a lot of canning. I haven't been able to do that as much recently, but I think that that drying is even better than canning to a degree, because it's going to be preserved for some time in the future. And if you have stuff all coming in at once, yeah, it's hard to preserve it. That's a great idea. Also, building up a patch that's perennials, and that's like permaculture, I believe is what it's called. There's a lot of different methods that I hope to learn a lot from this conference that's coming up, as well as a few other things that I have a little patch of ground that I'm preparing myself right now. I don't know that I'll be able to grow anything, perhaps some turnips and some greens, before the this year is over with. And there's a way to grow potatoes as well, I've seen, that I have not used myself, but you can build that up over the winter. You can plant the potatoes, and then if you have a big a supply of straw, as the potatoes start to grow and the green pokes its head above, then you cover it again with the straw, and then you continue to do that all winter long. And I've seen videos of people doing that. I would like to try that this fall and winter. That's my goal. I'll let you guys know how it comes out, you know, if I'm able to get potatoes and sweet potatoes from there. That's one of the goals there. But yeah, people.
And Pat, did you have anything else, ma'am?
Well, instead of talking ourselves into depression and then thinking, well, all these people committing suicide. What you need to do is just start laughing at some of this stuff going on. I know it's, you know, if you got six people killed in your family by the jab, it's not very funny at all. But
no.
If you already to the point where you need a good laugh, there's something that says call me Stormy or something like that, and it's hilarious. With with making fun of Biden and all the people who are causing us trouble.
I've seen that guy, Jeff. He's the one who does the ventriloquists, and he used to have Ahmed, the suicide bomber, in his skits, and he has got a perfect rendition of Biden. He just skewers Biden. Jeff, gosh, can't remember. I'll look up his name. Jeff, somebody. He's really funny.
It's not exactly that. It's just, I don't know. It's half cartoon, so it took some time to do what they're doing, but it's funny. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Very much for the call. Yeah. Jeff Dunham, that's his name. Jeff Dunham is the ventriloquist, and he's hilarious when he does the Biden send-off. He had a character named Walter, who was an old man, and he was a perfect parody of Mr. Biden, our supposed president. Yeah, I appreciate that, Pat. A good laugh is always a good thing. It's good medicine. Thanks a lot for the call.
And so, I don't know, I'd say if we start planning for all these sort of things now, and start getting together with people over the next 2 years, at least, maybe it will be a bit before we have something like that. I don't know. But for Germany to be allowing grocery stores to do that, you have to wonder how quickly that could happen here. I just noticed an update on Florida Governor DeSantis. He's calling a special session to counter vaccine and mask mandates. And that's supposed to be supposed to have happened yesterday on the 21st. So, I don't know. Today, at least so far, I didn't. I don't know. A lot of my favorite news article sites, they seem to put out new articles like around the hour of my show or the next couple hours after. So very often I have a day later, just for the exact hours that I broadcast here. But Evergrande. Over in China, this was from earlier this week. I think yesterday as well. Their shares tumbled on a sale failure, 97% plunge in sales, 97%. As markets brace for Chinese default avalanche, so we had Evergrande and this Fantasia developer as well. And of course, it's going to affect. It's going to be a bit of a chain reaction, even outside of the Far East, even over here to some investors. And I don't know, who knows? Because right now it's too early to tell. I mean, this could be a domino effect globally in the financial system. But if they're ready with all their central bank digital currencies, which they've already been broadcasting, announcing the past couple months here, and then the medical passport, just like Catherine Austin Fitz says, we can't allow their Hegelian dialectic to prevail yet again, Stephen.
I agree. It just and the whole thing, they're going to milk it for as much as they can. Someone told me that the Bitcoin price had, skyrocketed, and that's going to be just manipulated as much as possible between now and whenever they engineer this crash.
Because I think China is right to not bail out, but the problem is that, like I say, it seems like they have a plan A and a plan B for either scenario. So like four different plans to counter us. But go ahead.
Yeah, it's tails, I win, tails,
heads, you lose.
You know, they have it. Yeah, they do. They have it manipulated so that whichever way goes, the predator class will prevail, that they will profit and that we will starve. That's the way that they want everything set up. They've done it, since all the way back to 07 when they started this whole thing. They have always had a hedge on their bets where the common person is going to lose out, and transfer of wealth for pennies on the dollar always goes to the predator class. And I do believe that the best way to fight back is just to separate from it if we can in any way, just as we've been describing.
The best way to not lose in the game is, in this case, is to not play, to be independent, right?
Just like that War Games movie, it says, funny game, only way to win is not to play. I completely agree. And that was a hard lesson to learn, but I think I've finally learned that lesson. a lot of other people as well.
Well, here, we have the final break, Stephen. We'll be right back, folks. Final segment.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back for the final segment, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Friday co-host, Stephen Douglas Whitener. And just to get in a couple other stories here from this past week. Well, I'm sure most people have heard about this. I think I even mentioned it on here, how the domestic terrorism being so focused on parents at school board meetings, no less, that at the same time, the FBI pointing out that they don't track acts of violence by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Those are not considered domestic terrorist organizations. But of course, yeah, finally, Attorney General Garland is taking the heat. Yesterday, a lot of Republicans were grilling him pretty hard there. The Financial Times says Europeans should prepare for demographic replenishment by Arabs and Asians. It's good that they have it all figured out for us. You know, the financial elite, white people just don't work well with the New World Order. Agenda 21 objectives, it just makes things too problematic. You know, got to get rid of those pesky white people.
Yeah.
And
the way they phrase that, Richard, replenishment. You're going to replenish something once it is used up. So they're going to replenish with non-whites once they do away with these, like you said, these awful, nasty white people. These genetic mutations.
And even the church, because the Pope demands Silicon Valley, in the name of God, no less, censor hate speech and conspiracy theories. So let me translate. The Pope demands Silicon Valley, big tech, in the name of his God, censor all things against the anti-white agenda and all things against the COVID totalitarian transition to this New World Order.
They don't even track the violence that's committed by Antifa and BLM. That's not, but anyone stands up against them in a school board meeting and says, no, you can't teach my child that they're bad because they're white, then that's an act of terrorism. I mean, it boggles my mind. That just is like clown world. It's insanity, but that's where we are. That's where we are now.
Yeah. And we heard about that father. His daughter was raped by a trans student in the school bathroom. Turns out the individual did it previously at another school, did it again at another school transferred to. The school was trying to, well, they didn't report it initially as a, you know, to the police. Eventually, after the father made a big stink about it and got thrown out of some school board meeting, finally, he got the police to actually file a report on it. So that's how insane.
It parallels the grooming gangs that they have in the UK, and then the police ignoring that and going
right
after people meaningfully.
I thought of that too. Yeah, it's a strong parallel there, where they don't report on the crimes of immigrants in Europe, including the rapes of all the European women.
I'm sorry that the initial fight. Thanks very much for having me on, Richard.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on. You were a little.
Yeah, you guys, y'all be good to each other out there and organize.
You were a little muffled there at the end, Stephen. But
y'all be good to each other and organize. Right.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you.
All right, folks, well, please support RBN. Your donations are what keep everything running here. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Patrick always has something special. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.